B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. That was a really fun segment with the WIP fellas, Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio. I hope I'm saying that right. Jeff, do you know how to say that? I think I got it. I enjoyed that. Now, I feel like a lot of Commanders fans got in their feelings a little bit about the Philly crowd making fun of the name and kind of just a general air of disrespect. Two things. One, they're Philly. What the hell do you expect? Two, making fun of the name is kind of funny. I don't even care because the name stinks. Three, you know the best way to shut them up? Win the game tonight. Here's a promise, because I've gotten this on Twitter, I've gotten this in texts, I've gotten this in the chat, people are saying this. If Washington wins, I think we should do that again before the Week 16 game against the Eagles regardless. If Washington wins this game tonight, we will effort, Jeff, and I don't know the engineering kind of acrobatics involved, the sexrobics, if you will, but we will effort to get those fellas back on and see what they have to say then. But we'll definitely do it before Week 16, a game I'm pretty sure is either going to get moved to Sunday or Monday night, by the way. So if you have tickets for that Eagles-Commanders game, be prepared to be up very late. What'd you think, Jeff? Was that harder, easier for you? Like, how is that from a work perspective for you?
Oh, it was cool, man. We've been connected since yesterday. Landini made sure some stuff was set up yesterday. Me and Cal connected last night. So it was pretty cool, man. I'm looking forward.
It's just like potting up mics, right?
Basically. Yeah, just potting up mics, making sure everyone's in on time. It's all good.
I like it. I thought that was fun, for sure. They didn't like when I brought up the Brian Johnson thing, a guy that completely got railroaded for something he didn't do wrong.
That
happens in the NFL, but what's that, Jeff?
I said I loved it because they was trying to go in on us at first. And when you shot that back at them, they needed that.
Yeah, man. It was prison yard. They were trying to establish dominance. We had to fight back. You know, it's awesome having this much juice for a night game, and I think it's only going to continue as this season goes on. So here's what we're going to do. We have Patrick Peterson joining us at 1 o'clock, an all-time great corner. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk to Pat Pete. So 1 o'clock on Thursday is generally when we do Bleep You Thursday. Today is a Thursday, but it's also a game day, so we got to kind of – you got to audible. Life's about evolution, right? So I'd like to offer, I suppose Jeff's in the big chair, so Heavy Metal Chris, hit the button. Oh, was that on purpose, Jeff?
Yes, because I forgot to play it in, so I had to make sure we heard it.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Because Bleep You Thursday is obviously damn near a religious holiday in the DMV. Everybody gets their chance to speak to their fellow man about what is wronged, what is bothered, what has annoyed them. But I think we have a special Bleep You Thursday Philadelphia edition. So everybody can call in with their normal Bleep Yous. Phone lines are now open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. But particularly, if there's anything you don't like about Philly, now is the time to say it. Jeff, Chris, certainly the door is open here.
I got it.
Oh, Jeff wants to lead off.
Ready.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
First, bleep Philly for being the Eagles. Bleep them. Just because I don't like them. Bleep them for existing. Second, bleep them for taking B. Mitch from us. I want to keep my boy here, but thank y'all for giving him his money. But bleep them. Two, I want to bleep every Philly person who says cheese steaks are better than steak and cheese. That is absolutely false. If you want to go taste some seasonless beef on bread, that's when you go get a cheesesteak. If you want something that's you want some savory beef on a nice warm roll with all the toppings, you go get a steak and cheese. That cheesesteak crap is trash. I don't care who hates me. Cheesesteaks are trash.
Okay. Jeff, I love the passion. I love where you're coming from. What the hell's the difference between a steak and cheese and a cheesesteak? Isn't it just vernacular?
No. There's a big difference. The taste is the difference, JP. Like I said, a cheesesteak is just with that cheese whiz that they put on there, overrated.
It's kind of banging.
It's overrated.
That's fine.
Look, JP.
I'm not here to judge.
If I take you around, look, get you a cheesesteak. Matter of fact, bring a cheesesteak from Philly.
I see you the bread. Drew just brought us one. It was awesome.
I'll send you the bread. Bring one here. I guarantee you, if I take you around my way and get you a nice steak and cheese from Jerry's, you will never eat a cheesesteak from Philly again.
I love you, Jeff. You know what? Because I'm just not going to engage on this topic. That's fine. your opinion, you are entitled to it. B, we're doing Bleep You Thursday. It's a special Philly edition.
All right.
We're encouraging everybody to call up and just say Bleep Philly for whatever they want to discuss. Everybody knows me.
So what did Jeff bleep?
He's very angry about cheesesteaks.
Jeff, I am too.
B might have just had to run upstairs because he's angry about a cheesesteak.
Oh, boy. That cheesesteak was sitting well just now, Jeff.
Oh, man, y'all talking about me.
Oh, my Lord.
You know what I've learned, dude? You know how, like, whenever me and Landfill are cheesesteak, steak and cheese, whatever the right term is, fans, right? And B's always like, nah, man, I'm out. Whenever we say that for lunch, he's like, nah, man, I'm out. I've learned why.
Yeah. I was hungry as hell. I just had one. I'm like, God. Yeah, this is what I got to deal with every day. I don't ever want another one.
Jeff is starting a riot claiming that Jerry's subs and pizza. I love Jerry's. I'm cool with Jerry's subs and pizza.
Oh, no.
But Jeff says Jerry's subs and pizza cheesesteaks are better than Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
Stop. Not Jerry's subs and pizza. There's a difference between the food chain, Jerry's subs and pizza, and Jerry's, the Chinese carryout. That's where you go to any matter of fact, go to any carryout in D.C. I guarantee you'll have a better steak and cheese than any cheesesteak.
Yo, I love little Chinese carryout cheesesteaks. Like, you don't have to preach to me.
I like the wings.
I lived on 8th Street before it was gentrified. Like, Danny's World's Greatest Cheeseburger. Like, I know what you're talking about. I just, of all the things I hate about Philadelphia, and it's a long list, cheesesteaks aren't on there for me, is all I'm saying.
They're on there for me. Man,
Bill Burr famously hates Philadelphia. There is no city. The walk from the cigar bar back to the hotel is maybe 5 minutes. B, the walk last night to and from the bar.
Yeah, that's not far at all.
It's not far at all. You just constantly feel like you're going to get stabbed. It's well lit. This is a nice part of town, and you want to walk in the middle of the road because you just feel like every person might be on meth and they're going to stab you. That's my beef with Philly. So bleep you, Philly.
That's actually Hagerstown, Maryland.
Damn, Hagerstown taking shrapnel.
I'm just saying, dog.
Is Chris using the Google Doc? Because that's what I have open, but.
He's working on it now. He don't
perfect.
Got that.
We got Rusty calling from Delaware.
What's
line
up, Russ?
One. What up, Russ? Rusty, we got
Rusty,
you,
what's
buddy?
Up, brother?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Hey, big game day here. And by the way, my bleep you is for the city of Philadelphia. Bleep you to Broad Street. Bleep you to Packer Avenue. Bleep you to the Philadelphia Phillies, Flyers, and most of all, the Eagles. And lastly, bleep you to Hugh Douglas for all that crap he was trying to pull when you guys had him on the phone. All I got to say is my teenage years, I could not stand Hugh Douglas. My heart was broken, Brian, when I saw you put on that jersey. All I got to say is I love the way you shut him down, JP, but bleep him for trying to start all that Commodore stuff. Let's go get this dub.
Thank you, Rusty. Appreciate you, buddy. Can I add one?
Go ahead.
Bleep you to Bryce Harper for pretending he loves this town. Because he doesn't. It's all an act. He uses two blow dryers on his hair every morning. It's all an act. Don't believe it. Bleep all that. Nobody, 13-year contract to Philadelphia sounds like a jail sentence. That does not sound like something people strive to get. Let me know about the phones, boys. I can't tell what's happening there. But, all right, our guy, Jupe on – Jeff, you just take the callers. Jupe on line four. Let's go.
Hey, listen, I missed that call. I was getting busy with work, but, hey, bleep them. Bleep Philly. Bleep Philly's cheesesteaks. Bleep the cheesesteak that B Miss ate that's giving him the double guts. I hope he got that white miss. I hope he do. Bleep Meek Mills and Diddy because they're associated now. Just bleep them all. Bleep Quentin Mitchell. He keep thinking they're going to shut down Terry. We all know what happens when he talks trash to Terry. That's when he gets scary. So if you don't know by now, you're about to find out tonight. And with him having Timothy Daniels back there, hey, it's on the popping, baby. Let's go.
Thank you, Juke.
Hold on. No, no.
I hope we get a call from Juke tomorrow.
Quinion came out and said something?
What's that?
He came out and said he's going to stop Terry?
Mitchell did?
That's what he just said. Because if he did,
it's the Eagles fans. Eagles fans keep saying,
okay.
Mitchell about to shut him down. I'm like, okay, we about to find out tonight. Let's go.
I will be honest. I am really excited to watch Quinion Mitchell in person. In Indy last year at the Combine, there was real buzz about him. Obviously, he was a first-round pick. Saban said, once the portal and everything was going, that he tried to get Mitchell to come to Bama, and he turned him down just because I think he went to Toledo or something. I don't remember the small school he went to, but he wanted to stay loyal there. Mm-hmm. There aren't that many good, pure corners because the position is just so hard. But when you get to see a good one, it's cool to watch. Obviously, I hope he sucks tonight. But I am curious about his game in general.
All right. Well, I want him to say something to Terry because I know Terry plays great then.
All right. Let's go to Justin on the line for a Bleep You Thursday.
What's up, Jess?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, guys?
Chilling.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to this show for a long time, and at the end of it, I always hear that JP owes me a free beer, and I've did some math. Been listening for 2 years. That's 522 days during the week, so he owes me 522 beers.
That's not how it works, sir. I'm sorry. You got to check with the legal. You got to check with the lawyers. It's I owe you a beer. It doesn't multiply. It's a beer.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm just messing. Yeah, thank you all. Great show.
All good.
All right, bro. Peace. You say it every day, so that means you owe him per day, JP.
Commander Hef via Twitter is asking for a favor, Brian.
What's that?
He wants to know if we could say bleep you to Zach Catio, who's a huge Philly fan.
Bleep you, Zach Catio.
Bang. Jeff, tell me who we got next.
Let's go to Jackson, Calvert County.
Jax, what's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. HOF, future HOF, how you doing?
Doing good, brother.
Hey, I want to bleep Philly. And on everything, period. And JP, hey, you kind of a little negative on Jeff on the steak and cheese, man. You know,
I don't think I am. I'm just saying, cheesesteaks up here are still pretty good. Like, I hate this city. I hate coming here. One of my best friends moved up here. I hated having to visit him. This is not my kind of place. But the cheesesteaks are pretty good.
Yeah, we lost them.
All right.
Let's go to Mary and Chevy Chase.
Mary.
What up, Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So, basically, I was in Philadelphia 10 years ago for a work trip. The Philadelphia Flyers game just got out. I'm driving down the highway. Next thing I know, there's this car flying at me. Got hit by a drunk driver. My car flipped two times. Thankfully, there was a guardrail. I landed on a guardrail. My car was totaled, and I was hospitalized. And so, bleep you, Philadelphia.
All right. Wow. That's serious.
You got
business.
A real reason to bleep them.
Thank you, Mary, and I'm glad you're okay.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and guess what? I still have, like, PTSD from it, and I can't even drive on highways because I freak out anytime someone's merging because I keep thinking someone's going to hit me. So, it's been terrible.
All right.
Mary, take care of yourself.
Hope you feel
better. Thank you for calling, and bleep you to Philly.
Yeah.
Stay off the roads, you drunks. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067. Why do you hate Philly? Starring Bleep You Thursday, Patrick Peterson joins us at 1 o'clock.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Big changes are happening in the DMV, and just like our upgraded football team, now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV. And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Rood.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.